This is Talking Business.
I'm joined now by Janine Ellis, who needs very little introduction, the founder of Boost Juice, one of the panelists on Shark Tank on Channel 10, and a whole bunch of other things. G'day, Jean.
Hey, Janine, how you going?
It's great to see you. Now, tell us about the remind us about the journey of Boost Juice, because now it's a part of a business called Retail Zoo.
Yes.
Which is also your business.
Yes.
Although you don't own all of it as you did with Boost Juice in the early days.
Well, no. In actual fact, funnily enough, I've never owned all of Boost Juice bars. I think that I read a book called E-Myth at the time, and it was basically like put your sweat, other people's money. And to be honest, we only had limited amount of funds ourselves. So, and that's the interesting thing with about it, people coming into business is they feel this huge obligation to own 100%. And my view's always been, how can I create the best business that's the most valuable? And I never got caught up in the percentages. And look, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, but that was never my driving force.
There's no should or shouldn't, is there, really?
There isn't. And so, for me, in 1999, Jeff had a whole lot of radio mates and they threw a whole lot of money into a pot and we had about $250,000 and we got started. So back then, I think we had about 30% and then we shared it with all the other guys and off we went on a journey. And, probably 5 years on, some of them sold out, some of them stayed in. So we eventually got a higher percentage of the business as we went. And it was just a journey of discovery and working out how the hell this world of business works. And my background wasn't business. It was an adventurer traveling around the world who had nothing to do with business, which in actual fact, I think
probably was pretty good grounding.
It was. In a way. I think it does because it actually, the biggest thing in business is problem solving. And that's what you have to do when you travel. Like I was a young 21-year-old traveling around with a backpack with no mobile phones. Internet hadn't been invented back then. And you were pretty much on your own to work it out. And I think in business, that's pretty much similar, is you're pretty much on your own. You've got to work it out. And once you actually know that there's no one going to be there to save you, that's when the power, I think, comes.
Tell us about Retail Zoo, which is now the sort of the umbrella company, I guess.
Yes.
What are you trying to achieve with that?
Look, I think anyone in business, if you're a CEO of a business or you're running a business, your sole role is to grow that business and you need to find out ways of growing your business. If you're standing still, you're going backwards. So the sole reason of Retail Zoo was we sat down and we said, what are we good at? And we thought, well, we're really good at marketing. We're really good at branding. We're good at growing small brands and making them big brands. And we actually realised, because I was such a control freak, that we had this great infrastructure behind us of lawyers and design teams and advertising and this whole network of internals that we could plug in other people's brands or our own brand and actually continue to grow it. So we deliberately went, right, we've got the international growth happening. Where's our other growth platform? And we knew that, Boost is still growing and it's still growing strong, but we wanted that really fast growth still because we were built that way. And so hence Retail Zoo was born, where it was a business to facilitate other businesses coming under it.
What sort of other businesses are in it?
We've got an Italian coffee brand called Chibo. We have a business called Salsa's Fresh Mix Grilled and a phenomenal brand called Betty's Burgers.
Betty's Burgers. I haven't had one of them.
They are amazing. And right. There's a reason why they're doing very well. They taste great.
That's what it's all about.
What it is all about. The amount of research we do on health, environment, everything else, it gets down to one thing with food, it's taste.
Have you learned stuff on the Shark Tank that you didn't learn as an entrepreneur yourself?
You're learning every day. I think that I find every season, we're into our fourth season at the moment, every season has a trend. And this trend was pretty much sugar-free products and environment. And then another season was all about apps and another. So every season seems to have a trend. But every single person that comes and stands on that red mat actually teaches you something about another industry or teaches you something about another way of doing business. You've just got to keep your ears open and not think that you know all the answers. And being on on a panel of, you know, four other great business people who have got different backgrounds to me, you know, our conversations are great and our networks are really good to be able to go, right, oh, never thought about that before. Yeah, okay, Naomi lives in the world and digital and knows how it works. Yeah, so does Steve. You know, Glenn's incredibly experienced in multiple businesses, even though we say that he only can do pig ears. He's, you know, he's again a great businessman. So they've all got their own things to sort of offer, and it's about, you know, listening. I think when you get older, that's what you know, that the zest for life or the quest for life is actually learning.
Have you found any good businesses on Shark Tank?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, although I had some duds too, but there's a number of businesses I'm really happy that I've invested in. One particularly is called BeFit Foods. And, you know, in a world that we have this obesity problem, it's actually rapid weight loss, but rapid weight loss done through science, through real food, and backed by two, you know, super smart medical people.
You're also one of the judges, I think you've done this before, at the Telstra Business Awards.
Yes.
Which is this month.
Yes, it is.
In September. What are you going to be looking for? How do you judge that?
Look, I pretty much look for the same things I look for in Shark Tank. You're looking for a type of person. Sure, look, it's a business award, so at the end of the day, it's what their business is doing and what they've done and what their plan is to get to move forward. So it's not, I'm not looking at it as an investment, which you do look at differently to what you have done. So what you look for is their ability to be able to execute on their idea, because everyone has an idea. It's actually the execution that has the value, not necessarily the idea. And I had a debate actually yesterday with a girlfriend of mine who she said, surely the idea has some value. I said, it really doesn't, because...
No value at all.
Well, it has... Less, it has some value, but not much. Because you and I could sit here right now and have a couple of glasses of red and come up with some great ideas, right? But that
more glasses of red, the better the ideas.
That's right, exactly. So, yeah, but okay, so that's a great idea where the bottle of red's finished and we go home and go to sleep. We don't execute it. There's no value. So, in actual fact, I've come across some entrepreneurs who had a average idea and have done a great job. There's one guy this year who did coconut bowls. And seriously, I went, oh, for God's sake, coconut bowls? Really? As if I'd be involved, I'm interested in that.
What's a coconut bowl?
What's a coconut made into a bowl?
Oh, I see. Right. Average idea.
Yes. I mean, imagine we wouldn't have come up with that over a glass, or we wouldn't have gone, oh, I've got this great idea, it's coconut, make it into a bowl, right? Anyway, he did, and he's actually doing a great job because his execution has been extraordinary. And, you know, I think that's one of those classic examples of far out, give him a great product, imagine what he can do, because he's got this average widget, well, average nothing product.
So what do you think the key to good execution is? Is it a perseverance, or yeah, is there more to it?
It's grunt. It's perseverance. It is planning. It is making sure you're surrounding yourself with great people. It is that relentless pursuit of excellence, and in yourself and in the people around you. You know, so it's obsessive, impulsive behaviour to just have that single focus about achieving it. You have to be a bit mad, I reckon.
Are you a bit mad?
I think I must be. Yeah, because I go, oh, hang on, that's me. Yeah, no, mad. I'm mad. A little bit mad. I think the best people are a bit mad, aren't they?
Probably. Probably, yeah. So where to from here? Just growing Retail Zoo?
I'm trying to work out what I want to be when I grow up. Yeah, so it's obviously you need to continue.
You've got four kids, haven't you?
I know, yeah, and they've grown up. So now I go, oh, okay, they don't need me as much. Well, the youngest one's still nine, so she's got a few more years with me. You know, I think obviously, you know, the business is never done yet. You know, we've got to continue to attack ourselves and be the best we can be there. You know, there's other businesses I'm invested in through Shark Tank and through other means. You know, they're on their journey, so that keeps you out of trouble. But, you know, I love my yoga. Finally, it seems to have a little bit more balance in my life, or I've worked out that sort of code a bit more. Spend a lot of time at the beach with sand between my toes.
That's right. But it says here in my thing you do yoga 5 days a week. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's actually under these outfits I've got a yoga gear on that I just came from yoga now. But you have to, you know. Look, we're at an age that every decision we make for our physical health and and well-being actually affects whether we're going to be that wrinkled old lady or man with that A-frame, or that person over there who's still swimming in the ocean and, you know, and still surfing. You know, who do you want to be? And the decisions I make every day means that I want to be that guy or girl having a surf in Port Rodine.
Well, on that note, let's finish.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you, Janine.
No, pleasure.
Thanks a lot. I've been talking to Janine Ellis, the founder of Boost Juice and Retail Zoo, and a judge at this year's Telstra Business Awards.